Talmud is not a book, the Jerusalem Talmud or the Babylonian Talmud. Talmud is an activity. They talk about Talmud before there was a Jerusalem Talmud. Okay, as an activity. Targum. Targum is not a written text of a translation. Targum is an activity. You have somebody doing this activity after every verse, rephrasing it into Aramaic.
Okay. Yeah, but it is a fixed text, meaning specifically
no,
in the context.
No, it wasn't. In the
Are you sure?
Originally, so, Targum was not.
When you say originally, when do you mean?
Like in early Eretz Yisrael.
So by the time of the Talmud, they're taught. There's this, and it's a passage I'd like to look at.
Ah, so in Babylon.
Right. So they say Targum Didan, our Targum.
Targum Didan. Our Targum, so that was apparently.
So there's this discussion where they say
it was fixed, but it was still oral.
Oh, okay. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, here's what we have to be more specific. So the story that I was taught in second grade or whatever, I don't remember, was that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi around the year 210 wrote the Mishnah, and the word wrote is not accurate. He compiled the Mishnah. He codified the Mishnah.
Orally.
And it wasn't written down until 700 years later.
You can think about even how he, so to speak, published it. I think Lieberman has an article about this. How do you publish the Mishnah? The Mishnah has more than 400 chapters. If it's oral, how do you publish it? Well, here's what you do. You say a chapter in the study hall, and all the students repeat it. And then they keep repeating it over and over and over again. And then on the way home, they keep repeating it over and over and over again. And they know that chapter very well by the end of the day. The next day, they come to the study hall, and what do you do? The next chapter.
Okay, let's tie this into Mikra, scripture.
Exactly. Mishnah is an activity, and now finally, this is what you wanted, Mikra is not a book, it's an activity.
And what's the activity?
Ben Chamesh le Mikra. You take a five-year-old boy, not bar mitzvah. You take a not age 13. Yeah. You take a five-year-old boy, and you give him what is written, which are the letters of the verse. Okay? The child has already learned the letters, maybe at age 3 or 4. There's the story about, you know, licking the honey off the olive.
Tell that story. The audience doesn't know that story.
I don't remember offhand even the text of the story, but you know, you want to make the child love the letters. So this is a bet. Now you can lick the honey off the bed. And that's how the child learns the letters. Once the child knows the letters, then you do mikra. You give.
So this is a practice that some Hasidic Jews still do. They'll trace over a certain letter with honey and they'll give it to a child. So the child has this association of sweetness with the Hebrew letters, right? Meaning it's not just an ancient practice. It's still done, as far as I know.
It's still done. But what's less done today is Mikra. What is Mikra? Okay. You give the child just the letters of the first verse of Genesis, say, and then the father or the teacher sings it. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. And the child follows it in the letters and then repeats it. And then the father says it again, and then the child says it again, and then the father says it again, then the child says it again, until the child knows that verse perfectly. Mm-hmm. Go to the next verse. That's the activity of Mikra.
Okay.
So what is the truth? Most traditional Jews think the written Torah is really written, but the oral Torah is not really oral. The truth is the opposite. The truth is that the oral Torah was really oral, but the written Torah was 80% oral. Letters are written, but singing that verse, that was something that was learned orally.
Okay, and we've done a program with Professor Jeffrey Kahn, who is certainly not coming from a traditional Jewish perspective. He's not Jewish.
Okay.
And he argues linguistically the vowels and accents that we have represent a Second Temple period of pronunciation and recitation. Meaning he would agree with you to some extent. That I don't want to speak for him. But my understanding of his position, which may be wrong, is that there was this oral tradition of passing down how to recite the scripture, and the Masoretes came along in whatever century, 7th or 8th or 9th or something, or maybe it took some time, and they said, how do we represent this in graphic symbols? So
you have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.